The Asian Champions League actually got underway last night. It was the Melbourne Victory in action, and they were behind three times on the score sheet, Berkey, and they came back three times against Ulsan Hyundai. And joining us from Japan, of all places, is our roving soccer expert. Of course he had dumplings last night. He looks like one. Phil Moss joins us. G'day, Mossy.
That's a harsh intro.
That's 2 weeks in a row, TK. You've smashed me early on. You'll have to pick me up over the remainder of the segment.
Now, hold on, mate. We've got Sydney FC, your team, in action tonight against Suwon Blue Wings, but you're actually scouting up in Japan.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the other group game in Group H, Shanghai Shenhua is travelling to Kashima Antlers in Japan. So I've come over here to look at that game. So we've got all our analysis and due diligence done for Arnie, because we travel to Shanghai next week to take on Shenhua, which is a massive club in Asia.
So not scouting per se, but reconnaissance, you could call it, mate.
Sorry. Yeah, reconnaissance, scouting the game. So yeah, I'll go and have a look. And there's a lot of things, Berkey, you pick up as you guys know, that you don't see on the television coverage. If you're there live, you see the whole picture. You see all players in the picture at once, and you know the shape and the way they play and patterns of play that sometimes you don't pick up when the TV cameras just follow the ball. So it's well worth being here to see that. And we got a lot of intel out of our scouting mission to Korea the other week to watch Suwon, and the boys no doubt will put that into action with Arnie's game plan tonight.
I actually like the way Graham Arnold doesn't use coach speak all the time. He's actually put pressure on Sydney FC tonight. He said not only does, you know, we think we can advance past the round of 16, he thinks Sydney FC can win the whole thing. And not only will they be playing for themselves, but they'll be playing for all of Australia in this game.
Spot on, TK. And you know, that's so true. And we said that as well when we were up at the Mariners together. It's a really exciting time. I mean, you're there because you've been successful in the competition before, you know, the last A-League that we played in. And I think the key thing with us this year is that we go into it with probably an improved squad. And Arnie's gone on record this season plenty of times saying he believes it's a greater squad than what he had last year. And that's very rare in the A-League, because usually success means that you lose your best players at the end of a season, and so you go into the following ACL campaign with a weakened squad or a very different, a vastly different squad. This is probably one of the first times in A-League history where a club has gone into the ACL with the same and better, greater squad than what they had the season that they qualified for it. So we're very excited about it. The players, you could tell in Monday's session, the last session that I was at before I travelled, that the players were jumping out of their skin because it's a new competition, different to the A-League, and it's something really exciting to look forward to. It's a step up from the A-League, of that there is no doubt. You've got to be on your game mentally and physically, tactically and technically, because you get punished for every mistake in the Asian Champions League. So it's exciting times for the club.
We know how important it is to get home wins in this competition, and Melbourne Victory last night, 3-3, were always behind Hyundai. Kevin Muscat said he was complimentary. Well, he was complimentary to the players and their ability to get back, but did they let one go last night?
Well, I think I didn't see the game, Berkey. I was in transit, obviously, but it certainly goes without saying you need to win your home games. If you know, there's six group games, three home, three away. If you can get 9 points from your home games and get a point or three away, that generally guarantees you progress through to the round of 16. So that's certainly our goal. The other advantage that we have as Australian clubs is the Asian teams aren't into their seasons proper yet. So we can catch them on the hop. They're coming from very cold conditions to our very warm conditions. So, you know, to have a home game to start with, to get off the mark, is very important, but you've got to make the most of it and make sure you get those 3 points. But we're in great shape going into this game. We've got Bobo, who's in fantastic goal-scoring form. The players around him, very creative, confident, and everyone's doing their job. So we go into this game tonight very, very confident.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you are the favourites, $2 at tab.com.au, up against the Blue Wings at $3.60. So we'd like to see how that unfolds. Did you catch those Champions League scores, Mossy? Basel 0-4, Man City just, they're dominant with 4 minutes to go. And 5 minutes to go, Juventus led 2-0 over Tottenham, and Tottenham's come back to level 2-2.
Yeah, I did, TK. I had a quick flick on the on the net before I came on air. Fantastic. No surprise to see Harry Kane and Christian Eriksen on the score sheet for
who else?
Spurs.
That's
but
right.
Look, if that stays the way it is, that's a magnificent result for Spurs. I mean, you know, it's the excuse me, the round of 16, so they've got to get results now. But certainly Manchester City, they are just a juggernaut, aren't they? And Aguero, I think he scored 4 in a weekend, and he's on the score sheet again. So it's great to see this team doing so well in the Champions League.
Look forward to getting you back home and chatting, mate, and good luck to Sydney FC tonight.
Good on you, mate.